Now we'll turn to some of this week's letters to the Evening News. A mixed postbag as always, although there are obviously some hot topics. The problems encountered by our hospitals, and in particular the accident and emergency departments, has been in the news the whole winter. Michael Baker, the North Norfolk UKIP treasurer, wants to enforce the proper use of A&E and ambulances. He writes, "Once again, we're knocking the ambulance trust for missing targets. However, we hear regularly that ambulances are held up at A&E. We hear regularly of the misuse of ambulances and A&E by members of the public. It might be politically difficult for our politicians, but someone has to start enforcing the correct use of both ambulances and A&E. I don't believe that being drunk deserves either an ambulance or A&E, for example, or that because little Johnny has cut his finger, he needs A&E. We survived without this nanny state in the past. Let's try managing again and leave our important health services to do the important jobs."
A different aspect of the lack of resources for the NHS is raised by W.G. Scase of Taverham as he muses on the large residential developments taking place. He writes, "With all the new housing to be built in and around Norwich, I have yet to see any information on how the already overloaded Norfolk Norwich University Hospital is going to cope with the thousands of new patients this housing will generate. Will the present hospital be enlarged, or will we require a new hospital?"
You'll have heard earlier that the Northern Distributor Road has been named Broadland Northway. And in fact, the Evening News this week has produced a comprehensive brochure calling it a road for the 21st century. Trevor Middleton sees the road as a joke and does not join up to the Southern Bypass. When the idea of the NDR was first mooted, those in the corridors of power must have laughed and sniggered. Why? Because they heard that those country bumpkins up in sleepy old Norfolk were going to build a road to nowhere. They must be rolling on the floor, holding their sides in merriment. Can you believe it? Broadland Northway, I ask you. Did Messrs. Wilbur, Proctor, Taylor and Kirby really come up with this, or is this an April Fool's joke?
Mrs. E. Cossey of Norwich wants a bit more pride in our county, as she worries about the litter seen by the roadside and in the hedgerows. "I regularly use the A11 Norwich to Wyndham Road and have seen the increasing amount of rubbish and litter scattered along the grass verges and hedges. In the past, there have been employed individuals picking up rubbish with bin bags, and I felt proud to live in a county that cares so much for the environment, but I've not seen anyone doing this task for a long time. It's not just this stretch of road, but along many other verges and hedges too. What an eyesore. Not such a nice county to drive through any more, or for anyone visiting for the holidays."
Norwich Airport plans to upgrade some facilities and is criticised by Mark Wakelin of Reedham, who says, "Regarding the plan to upgrade the duty-free shop and the executive lounge at Norwich Airport, the airport have got this totally wrong. Having a local airport is a huge advantage and even dictates where we go on holiday. But currently, Norwich Airport is cold, uncomfortable and unpleasant. Queuing under a makeshift drafty shelter for passport control is a truly third world experience. And paying the £10 per head airport tax for the privilege is an insult. The last thing we need is enhanced rip-off duty-free shopping or an improved executive lounge. It simply emphasises that the airport regards the majority of ordinary passengers with contempt."
Finally, we have a news item a little later about graffiti being taught as art. Simon James of Wyndham takes issue. "Read the item in the Evening News, graffiti is not art. It is mindless vandalism which costs a vast amount of money and time to remove. I'm sure Represent," that's spelt with a Z, "who it appears cannot even spell, won't agree, But it is. We have far too much of it. It's everywhere, and it's not clever. It causes damage and should not be taught. Those who do so should receive a police caution.